Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Return to Sodom and Gomorrah by Charles Pellegrino, narrated by Richard Davidson. This work, copyrighted 1994 by Charles Pellegrino, is recorded by arrangement with Random House Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1995 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Charles Pellegrino is an acclaimed author, scientist, and adventurer who is often called the real Indiana Jones. In Return to Sodom and Gomorrah, Pellegrino takes us on a revelatory scientific adventure, telling the true story of the archaeologists who retraced the steps of Moses and found important evidence to support the basis of biblical stories, including the plagues of Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, the existence of Eve, and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And now, Return to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Introduction. The Accidental Archaeologist. When I meet the Maker of the Universe, I would like to be able to tell him a little of how it works. John D. Isaacs. All philosophy ultimately dovetails with religion, which is ultimately reducible to history. All history is ultimately reducible to biology. Biology is ultimately reducible to chemistry. Chemistry is ultimately reducible to physics. Physics is ultimately reducible to mathematics, and mathematics is ultimately reducible to philosophy. Ed Bishop and C. Pellegrino's First Law. There is a crack in the earth where a mountain was turned on its side, then swallowed whole in a spasm of quakings and compressions, impressive even by the standards of today's nuclear propulsion think tankers. Long before the first book of the Bible was committed to writing, a man in the Jordan Valley was enclosed by the mountain. You can still see his bones splayed out in the awkward attitude of sudden death, his flint tools flung about him, testimony to a geologic upheaval that was sure to echo down through 20 generations of oral history. I know of a world that forced civilizations to live linearly, as though spread out along the edge of a ruler more than 2,000 long and rarely more than 2 miles wide. And as if this long, narrow zone of habitability were not strange enough, it happened to weave and bump through the most...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?